Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to But I'm a Lesbian, the podcast where we serve alt baddie sass, queer film reviews, and everything in between. Whether you're a baby gay
or a queer elder, we're here, we're queer, and we're diving deep into all things lesbian. We're your hosts, Caitlin
and Angelina.
Get ready for some sapphic serotonin. So this week, we're talking about Cloudburst, which is a 2013 film about an aging lesbian couple on a road trip to get married. When this movie came out in 2013, gay marriage wasn't legal in most states in America.
Yes.
Therefore, they had to go on a road trip to get married legally.
To like go, And this was set in Maine too. So,
They went to Canada.
Yes. Yeah, I made that sound like the entire movie was in Maine. But like where they originally.
But it makes sense because Maine is up high.
Yeah.
And so it's like not that far from Canada, I think. Okay. So this film stars Olympia Dukakis and Brenda Fricker. In the beginning, one of them has a fall that was serious, but it was caused by kind of a silly reason. Angie, will you tell me about the last time you fell or a funny story about a time you fell?
Okay. When you obviously like the scripts are done in advance. So I was looking it over and I was like, that's really funny. Like, I like that that's the question that we're talking about because, I mean, it is a silly way, but also, I mean, when you fall, it's already silly. Like, I think I've mentioned it on the pod, but every time I fall, even if it, like, is serious, I laugh because that's, like, my first reaction. And then I'm like, it's okay, like, if people laugh because I'm also laughing, even though I'm like, okay, whatever. But, like, if somebody falls and it's serious, I'm not going to laugh. Like, unless they're like, oops, haha, like… It's okay. I'm okay.
So you're trying to like make sure people feel comfortable to laugh because you're laughing.
Yeah, but I'm like, disclaimer, like if you see me fall, I'm going to laugh so you can laugh.
Like, be like, oh my God, her leg is broken. And you're like, ha ha.
When I sprained my ankle, like I got wind knocked out of me, but I was like laughing. So everyone thought like it was okay. And I was like, no, I'm actually in pain. Like this hurts so bad. Okay. A funny story about a time that I fell.
Yeah.
Oh, I do actually. I think it was funny. To me, it was funny, but it could have been crazier. When we first moved into like the very first place that Yami and I lived together, the bath, like the shower thing, it had what is it called? Like the
tile.
Oh my God, no! It's like that built-in thing that they have
steps.
No. Oh, my God. In the tub, it's like a built-in thing, so you don't need, like, a mat. It has, like, grip at the bottom.
Oh, it looks kind of like it's supposed to be, like, it's, like…
Yeah. Like, it feels like
textured.
When you… Yes,
textured,
there you go. Thank
but
you.
There's another word, probably. But, it has a different texture, so you could tell.
Yeah. So, I was like, okay, that's cool. And it was just one of the, like, shower curtain ones, whatever, right? So
sorry.
What happened?
I'm already thinking about you falling.
Okay. So we were like, oh my God, this is so fun. So Yami and I are taking a shower and it's actually a really big like bathtub thing, right?
Yeah.
So we're doing like obviously just whatever. I'm gonna go to my sister and her boyfriend's like little housewarming party thing that he like just recently moved. So we're like, that's what we're getting ready for. This is on me. We had music playing and I wasn't like doing backflips. I was just kind of like, you know,
just
like
dancing.
Moving a little. And I fell back and I brought the entire thing down with me.
Oh no, like the shower curtain?
Yeah, I brought the rod down with me. The rod hit me in the shoulder. I like fell back and like I sat on the edge of it. And thankfully it wasn't one of those like pointy ones. It was just like a smooth one. And Yami was like, holy shit. Like she was like, oh my God. Like I thought that hit you on the head. And I was like dying. I was like, holy fuck, like, actually, that was kind of crazy. Yeah. So now there's a rule. I cannot dance at all. I can't even bop my head. Because she's like, I literally almost saw you hit your head on the toilet. And I was like, that is true.
You have to be very still in the shower. Yeah. Just stand there.
No monkey business. Literally.
No sex in the shower. Nothing. Not allowed.
Out of the question. Yeah. Dance, a bop, nothing. No. Nothing. So that was the last. I always think that one's funny. What about you?
Sorry, I was already laughing because I was like, oh no, you said the shower. I was like that's going to be so funny.
Something too. Like, oh. And I just had the rod like with me.
Yeah.
And I was just like, whoa.
Oh, but so it was just funny. Falling is like also so embarrassing. Even if you're with it someone is. That you love, I'm like, it's so embarrassing. You're like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I fell.
Oops. Okay, no. Okay, I do think when you were talking about always laughing when you fall, it makes me think of this time when I was in community college and I didn't like know anybody there because it was like, I was like an older student sort of, you know, it wasn't like I went with a bunch of other people that I knew. Anyway, so I like, and I was like new on campus. I had to go to the library there for something.
Okay.
And I like fell down like a few stairs, not like a lot of stairs, like I was already near the bottom and I fell down like the two stairs, but like I saw a guy walking and I didn't want to look like I was embarrassed even around this stranger. So I went, oh fuck. Why did I do that? Because then he didn't react to me because he probably was like, this is so awkward. That person just
he's like, I'm just gonna ignore her.
And I was like, now I look like I can't walk and I'm talking to myself. So I'm like mentally ill. This is so embarrassing. But yeah, no, another time that I fell, which actually probably wasn't that funny, but it was a little funny. And I was like, the whole back of my like body on my like I think it was my left side was bruised for like weeks.
Oh my God.
I don't know if I knew you already when that happened. But
I don't think so.
I was in this house and we've only lived in this house for 3 years. So it was within the last 3 years.
Okay.
But like I woke up in the middle of the night and you know how I get like I think I have that thing called POTS because I get really dizzy when I stand up. So that also happens when I stand up because I have to pee in the middle of the fucking night. But it was extra scary because it was like black. Yeah. And I just had my phone for light. And I was like doing that stupid thing that I do where I was like, I don't really want to wake up. So I'm only going to open my eyes a little bit, you know, because like, I'm trying to keep the sleep going.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like walking around the like bed to get to the bathroom to go pee. And somehow I fell so fucking hard. Like made the loudest sound. And like my wife woke up she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no, I'm not. I think I was so dramatic. I was like, no, I'm not okay. I just fell. And anyway, I was okay. I could get up, but it was very embarrassing. And then I had to go to the chiropractor like a few days later and I had bruises all down my side, like down my back.
Did you just fall on the floor or did you hit bed?
I think I hit the bed a little bit on like one side of like my like leg, but like mainly, I don't know. My whole like left butt cheek was purple. It was like really bruised. And then it was like all up my side. So I think I kind of hit the bed frame and the floor. Like I hit the bed frame and then hit the floor.
Yeah.
That was really embarrassing. My wife was like, oh my God, you have to like be more active so you don't become like an old person that can't walk. Cause I can't like carry you for your whole life. And I'm like, oh my God. And ever since then, I have been having like kind of recurring nightmares where like my legs don't work all of a sudden.
Oh my God.
And like it's not just the regular like, oh, there's a murderer chasing me and I can't run. It's literally like I'm trying to walk up the stairs and I can't fucking walk. And then I'm like, oh yeah, I remember my legs don't work anymore. And then I'm like trapped there. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's become like a big fear of mine.
Oh my God. But it was scary.
It was still kind of funny to me.
It got serious because that is like a valid fear. But also, I feel like you couldn't even have like controlled that, you know, because
falling in the dark.
Yeah. Cause like it wasn't like you were just like walking and then you're like, oh, I fell. And then you know how sometimes like you try to catch yourself.
Yeah.
You were just like completely out of it. So maybe that's why you were bruised a lot. Cause you just hit the floor.
Yeah.
Like
I think
you were just
I
like,
didn't,
boom.
I didn't, you know, I think we talked about this on another one, like how you're supposed to fall a certain yes. way to like protect yourself or whatever. Yeah. I didn't do that.
You just like went.
Yeah, I was like, because I was like, yeah, very like faint. And then also, yeah. Because I don't think I tripped on something. Anyway, whatever.
Oh my God.
I have to eat more salt. This is what I have learned. Because POTS, I don't remember what it stands for, but it's basically like where your like blood pressure is like, it goes way, way down too much. And then when you get up, it doesn't like catch up with you standing up. So it's like, that's why you feel like drops. Faint. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And my friend that has it diagnosed was like, you have to eat really salty things. Like, she's like, you need to take those like salt stick things that you put like in your water or whatever and have those. Or she told me about this like vegan kimchi that they sell, which I just bought some. And she's like, it's really great for POTS because it's so salty. And I'm like, okay,
yeah,
nice.
This works.
I have some, but I haven't eaten it yet. I mean, that kind of went back to the story because they're old and
that's
someone
true.
Falls.
That's true.
And my wife
true.
Was like, oh my God, are you going to be one of those people that's falling all the time when we're old? And I'm like, oh, I hope not.
No, I hope not. yeah, I don't think so. Hopefully not.
Yeah. Okay. Anywho, do you have a desperate take?
A desperate take.
A hot take or a burning desire that you're desperate to share about this movie?
I like desperate take.
Yes.
Okay. Actually, I don't think, oh yes, I did have a hot take. I, obviously spoiler, but maybe I'll just keep it at this. I dislike Molly very much. And yeah. I don't think she should have been forgiven.
I agree. She was a cunt.
Yeah, I wrote Molly is a fucking cunt.
Yeah. She's not like cunty in a good way.
She's like full cunt. Okay.
Yeah, fuck that cunt bitch. I don't like her.
What about you? What's your desperate take?
My desperate take. I said, it really speaks to the time period before gay marriage was legal in America. Yeah. And it's really fucked up that like this could come back again. Also, this is a spoiler as well, but that's okay. I said, I said so many things. I have a lot of thoughts. I said it was annoying that Dottie died. I think that was so stupid because they finally had like a solution for caregiving and then she fucking died.
She just fucking died.
But I also understand like that's like real life. Like you can't control when somebody dies. Like even if like it's like, oh, things are looking up and then they die. But and then I also said I am disgusted by the man butt they showed and the man dick and balls.
Yeah.
Why do I have to see this in a lesbian movie?
I feel like they have to throw it in because it's like so unexpected. Yeah. They're like, oh, like, look at this. Like, see, we're appealing to everybody.
Yeah.
But also, no.
I just kept
You're
thinking.
You're not.
I didn't want to see the naked cishet man. Yeah. But also, I kept thinking dick like man dick. Like, super bad.
Okay. Anyway. But when you said that, I feel like we should have a game where we watch. I mean, it's not going to be a fun game, but it's going to be more like educational. Not even educational, just for us, our research purposes. How many movies show a man's ass or their dick or their balls?
That's supposed because to be a sapphic.
That's like
movie
literally a lesbian movie. Yeah. I feel like it's almost every single one. This sounds so familiar that we're like, why are we seeing this?
I wonder if anyone has like written a dissertation on this.
We should look that up.
I would do it, but I'm lazy. But, like, that doesn't sound fun, but we could make a video about it. That would be more fun than like writing.
I think so
something.
Too.
Anyway, okay, that was fun. We're gonna take a quick break now. Try not to call too many strangers cunts while we're away. Welcome back to But I'm a Lesbian. This week, we are recapping Cloudburst.
Yes, okay, so as we mentioned, the beginning setting where Dottie and Stella live, that is in Maine. Just to preface this. So the movie starts with a woman driving a truck and like listening to music. And we see that she's driving home. And it's so cute because we see that she is married. Well, not married, but she is with a woman and they're both old. So obviously they've been together for a while. At least that's what I would think if I see – like,
yeah.
You know.
Especially before, like, internet dating. I mean, I don't know if old people that are that old would have been doing internet dating. But, you know, I just assume they've been along together for a while.
Exactly. See, and I was already like, they're already married. I'm like, she's married to this woman.
Yeah, because pretty much, like, I think of, like, A League of Their Own. Like, it's like, that was set in the 40s, and they were calling each other, like, wives. And, like, it's like, we're married, but it's, like, technically, legally, they're not. But they've been together. It's like 27 years or 31
years.
That's a long time. That's longer than your wife.
I know. Yeah. That's her wife.
Yeah.
So I think it's so cute because Stella's like obviously more butch, and then Dottie's just like a cute old lady. Yeah. It's like so adorable. And they're like bickering as married couples do. Mm-hmm. You're like, yes.
Yes, I know. Bickerfest. That's what
Bickerfest.
My dad used to call my grandma and her boyfriend that have been together forever. Oh. Whenever they would hang out with them, they're always like bickering about stuff.
Oh,
and so he'd be like, oh, hanging out with Barb and Johnny, it's Bickerfest over there. So then we started it. So that's always like, oh my God. Because we'd be like in the backseat of the car and they're in the front, and he'd be like, Barb, that's not the right thing. And she's like, Johnny, you're wrong. You're wrong, Johnny. You don't even know. And like, they're just always like fighting back and forth. And we're like, oh my God, Bickerfest.
You're like, oh God.
Anyway, yeah. Old married couple vibes.
That's cute. Yeah. So then later on, they're walking along like the lake of where they live at. And Stella is describing their surroundings for Dottie because she's blind.
Yeah.
And I think that's really sweet that she's just like, that cloud looks like this. And like, you know, it's just like something that they do all the time.
Yeah.
Which I think is very cute. And then later on, they're getting ready for bed. And Dottie like comes into the room and Stella is watching porn. She's watching a lesbian porn.
Yeah.
And it's just like so funny how casual it is.
Yeah.
But I guess you would imagine after they've been together this long.
Yeah.
Because Dottie's just like, what are you watching?
And Stella's she's like, I hear sounds.
She's like, a porno. She's like, got it at the gas station. Isn't that crazy that you can get lesbian porn at the gas station?
Yeah.
And Dottie's like, oh my God. Like, what the hell?
It's funny because now nobody goes in and buys porn. No, not even at a sex store. I feel like people just be getting it on the internet.
Oh, online. That's true.
I don't know. Maybe people do. If you still buy porn from a gas station, tell me in the comments. But
yeah,
I don't think that is common. I think it's because she's old and she's like, oh my God.
And they're also like
lesbian porn
in like Maine, which is like I'm guessing is in a small town in Maine.
Yeah, it
too.
Looks like not.
So the fact that they also have lesbian porn is really funny.
Yeah, but it's definitely geared towards straight men.
Probably. Yeah, which is what Dottie said. Yeah. And I think that's funny. So then they're like in bed and Stella is like tickling Dottie and Dottie falls out of the bed. Which, you know, they're all laughing, but then she's like, oh my God, like, I can't get up actually.
Like,
she's
actually, like, what the
fuck? She's like,
you're like laughing, but you sprained your ankle.
I'm like, no, this is actually here.
Yeah, wait, what the fuck?
So then she's like, I think I broke something. So then the next day, Stella and Molly, this is Dottie's granddaughter, the cunt.
Yeah.
They discuss what like could have happened to Dottie if Stella hadn't been home. And Molly seems nice at first, but then you can very quickly tell that she's such a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Because she's just like, so I've basically arranged for, she calls her Nona, which that's obviously her grandmother. She's like, I've arranged for her to stay in a long-term care facility in Bangor. And she's like, don't worry, you can stay here until you get stuff sorted out, you know, because
yeah, like
you have
until
been
until you find a place.
Until you find another place. Yeah. She's like, you can stay here until you get things and you find other arrangements to live because you've been her best friend for years. And so I was like, the nerve. Stella cusses Molly out. As she should.
Yeah.
And I think that's so funny because she's just like, get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah.
And then she throws tea on her. She threw like flour, right? That was flour.
I don't know.
It's like she threw flour at her.
She's throwing whatever she could find.
She's just like throwing shit at her. And then Molly's like, this is literally my grandmother's house. Like since she had it before she met you. And Stella's like, I don't give a fuck. And she takes off in her car while Molly's there crying. Then she goes to visit Dottie at the hospital. And Dottie's like, did the visit go well? And so I was just like, no. Let's not even talk about it. So then Dottie is allowed to go back home after a while. But fucking Molly, who's a scheming bitch, tricks Dottie into signing papers.
Yeah, that was so fucked up. She's literally
really
blind.
Fucked up. Yeah, she was basically telling her grandmother, this paper is just releasing Stella of all like responsibility for your fall.
Yeah.
And obviously Dottie, like that's her wife. She's like, okay, I don't want her to be blamed for it. Like, I'll sign whatever.
Yeah.
And so she signs it. And then outside, Stella, and I think that's her friend. They never mentioned it, but that just looks like a neighbor friend.
The guy.
Gary, yeah, the guy and his wife. Yeah. They're like fixing up the house and they're talking about how dumb Molly is because she still hasn't figured out that Stella and Dottie have always been a couple.
Yeah.
I'm like, bitch, are you fucking dumb?
So obvious.
I know.
But Stella didn't want to ever like explicitly say it to her.
Yeah. And she, Stella had said that Dottie told her, like, please don't say anything to her, like Molly, like just don't mention it to her. And so obviously Stella's like, okay. And then a few days later, Stella receives a court order. And then soon after, Molly arrives with the court order and is like, Stella, we're taking her to the long-term care facility. And I mean, Stella, Dottie, we're taking her to the long-term care facility. And Stella's like, what the fuck? No, you're not taking her. So she like puts up a fight. And Molly's husband, who's a cop, Tommy. Mm-hmm. Every time I wrote Tommy, I thought of Tommy because he was sitting right next to me.
Oh, your baby,
my
Tommy.
Cat, Tommy. Yeah, he's just sitting there, and I'm like, oh, you're so, cute. So
this guy not cute.
This guy not cute. Because
not
he's
cute.
A cop, and he's also
cat,
like,
cute cop.
Oh,
not cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I like was trying to process what you said. I was like, cat cute. Yes.
Cat cute.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you're okay. So then at first, Tommy does not want to get Dottie out of the house because he's like, they clearly want to be together. And duh, don't you see? They're in love. Like, they're lesbians.
Yeah. He's like, dude, it's literally obvious. You're so stupid.
He's like, they're in the love. Like, he literally says, like, they're lesbians. And then Molly's like, oh my God, don't be ridiculous. Like, Stella, maybe. But my grandmother, no. Like, she had my mother through, like, heterosexual means. And I'm like, okay, girl.
Which is giving – it's crazy to me because there are still people that exist like this, and I forget that, that think that someone who was married to a man and had kids could not possibly be a lesbian.
Yeah.
And there are people that always – first of all, there are multiple different situations, but there are situations where someone always knew that they were a lesbian, but they had no choice but to be married and have kids with a man. And there are also people that didn't realize it until they were older, and that doesn't make them any less valid as a lesbian.
Exactly.
And also, she's another thing, this stupid Molly bitch, is going off of stereotypes of what lesbians are like. She's like, oh, my grandma, she's like, you know, she was married to a man. She's like feminine and she's like this cute old lady. She couldn't possibly be a lesbian. But like maybe that like older, the other lady, Stella, because she's more like butch looking, she could be a lesbian. And it's like, girl, you're so stupid. How is she supposed to be like 30 or whatever
in
2013 and she's this fucking dumb?
I know.
She's never met a gay person.
Like everybody else can see around her. Like, that's just so crazy to me.
Yeah.
And so, yes, obviously she denies this, but then, you know, she like throws a fit because she's a fucking crybaby and she's just like, I want things to go my way. So then eventually Tommy and Molly escort Dottie out and Stella is like fucking pissed, of course, and she like tries to get out of the car and it's so fucking sad because Dottie can't do anything.
Yeah, but also Dottie really kind of pisses me off because she gives like she could say something, but she doesn't. You know?
I feel like she didn't because of, like, the whole situation. And she's like, okay, let's just, like, let them take me. They have a court order or whatever.
Yeah,
but
I
I'm also
like, that's crazy because if you were being separated from your wife who you've been with for all these years, like, I would think that you would grow the fucking ovaries to, like, be like, no, you stupid homophobic bitch that is my granddaughter.
Yeah.
This is my wife and I am not going without her, you know? Like, and so she kind of bothered me the whole time because she was giving like so non-confrontational that it's a problem.
Yeah.
That it's like, I get not wanting to confront things, but this is like a situation where you need to say something. And it kind of reminds me of my other grandma because she was always just trying to like turn the blinders on to like anything that wasn't like pleasant, you know? And I'm like, you can't live your life like that.
You're like, sometimes you have to like,
you gotta
say
like
something.
Deal with it because it's like then shit just gets worse. And people around you, like Stella, have to figure shit out because you can't do anything for yourself.
I know. Okay. I feel like she could have, because at first she didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, but
because they were talking outside.
Taken, yeah.
Yeah. But then Stella's like, they're trying to take you to the old folks home. And Dottie was like, what? No. But she still was escorted out. So yeah. I was like, okay, whatever.
Like,
so,
also, she's kind of big. She could have like been like, I'm sitting down. You're going to have to fucking lift me up, bitch.
That is true. And yes. Tommy didn't even want to. Like, he's like, I didn't want to hurt Stella. I didn't want to hurt anything. Like, he didn't want to hurt anyone. He didn't want to do this. But obviously, he still did it. So fuck him too.
Yeah.
So then later on, Stella is really sad. She's drinking. She's wandering around the house. Mm. And then she is like driving, which is not a good idea because she was drinking hard liquor.
Yeah.
But she's driving in her truck and she's wearing like a gown. She has like a cane and then she has like a bandana to like wrap her hair.
Oh, because she's trying to like fit in like an old lady.
Yeah.
I mean, she is an old lady, but...
But like into the facility, the long term. Yeah. So we see her like changing into that and she stops and like knocks on the door and they let her in and they're just like, oh my God, you know about this curfew. She's like, I know, I know. And
I get confused.
Yeah. I'm she's old. Like, oh no. So she's able to get in and she's like looking around and like trying to search for Dottie. And then she sees her and she's like sleeping, but she was only pretending to sleep, which is really funny because she's like, did you bring me my slippers? Like, I knew you would show up. Like, I was waiting for you to show up.
Aww.
And then they use Dottie's roommate, Wilma, who's like knocked out, actually. Yeah. And they use her as a distraction to escape from the facility. And then they're like celebrating in the car. They're like, oh my God. And then Dottie's like, I'm hungry. I want to eat now. Let's go eat.
Oh, yeah.
So they go to a diner and then they're like discussing what their next step should be because Stella just broke Dottie out of her care facility. And then Stella tells Dottie that she saw a TV show where Rosie O'Donnell took a flock of lesbians on a cruise to Nova Scotia to get married there. And Dottie tells Stella that, like, I don't really believe in marriage. And Stella's like, well, I've loved you, like, through everything. Like, we've been together for 31 years.
So sweet.
It really is. Because she's just like, they're so funny, too. I feel like I'm making it sound more sweet. But, like, the way they talk to each other is hilarious.
Dottie or Stella will always be like, whatever, you big bitch. Or something. She'll say mean things.
She's like, I've been through with you. She's like, been through with you when you're fat, you're skinny. She's like, now you're old, you're blind. And she's like, I've loved you through everything. And then which is really cute. This movie is just so like sad.
It is, but it is sweet. Especially like, I think she said something where I'm like, normally I would be annoyed if she would say something about her weight. But I think it was so annoying how Dottie was like, we have to stop at the diner first. I have to eat first. And I'm like, bitch, she just broke you out of somewhere. Like, you need to be on the run, not stopping at the diner in the town you already
She's
fucking
She's like,
live
I'm
in.
Fucking hungry.
I was like, girl, I also would have been like, no.
Okay, I think
you
they were out of
live,
town.
Dude. Okay. Oh, but it wasn't that far. I was like, no.
Okay, but what if she gets hangry? Because Stella clearly was like.
I think she's diabetic.
Oh.
So she probably does need to eat
food. Oh, fuck yeah,
food.
Her medicine. Yeah, that's true.
But,
I forgot about that.
I just would have been like, can we go to the drive-thru?
Yeah, let's
like,
get you something.
Let's go to McDonald's.
Not a diner.
You can get the hotcake. Oh, I guess it'd be hard to eat the hotcakes at McDonald's if you're blind in the car, you know?
True.
Because it'd be easier with a sandwich.
Yeah, I get a sandwich instead. I mean, they really didn't have to stop at a diner, but also
sorry, I was so annoyed. I was like, Dottie is on my last nerve.
Why did you have to stop? I know. So then, as they're talking, and then Stella's telling her all this, like, I've loved you through literally everything.
Yeah.
Her and Dottie make a 31-year trial commitment, like, to get married because they're like, okay, we still have like years left to go, and so. Then they plan to get married in Canada. That's where they're going to go, which I think is really cute because they just sort of like came to a little agreement.
Yeah.
And then Stella calls her friend Inez. And Inez is like, oh my God, don't tell me anything that you're going to do because you know I can't keep a secret. And also, Tommy, like the police are looking for you.
Already?
Yeah. And so then after they are like beginning their journey and they still plan to get married, even though they know the cops are looking for them. And Stella decides to pick up a hitchhiker because she thinks that adding to their group will confuse the cops.
Which kind of does make sense.
It does
like
make
if they're
sense.
Looking for two old lesbians and then there's like a young man there, they're like, oh, that's not the right.
They're like, no, that's not them. That's
not
them.
The right truck.
Yeah. So then they pick him up. His name is Prentice, and they're like, you know, on the road, whatever. And then Prentice, I thought this was funny because he asked who was playing on the radio, and Stella's like, oh my God, you don't know who Katie Lang is? Like, yeah, what the fuck? And then they have like a little thing where Stella's like, oh my God, like, she's so hot, blah, 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 whatever. And Dottie's like, well, why don't you marry Katie Lang then? She's like, go ahead. Why don't you just marry her?
Yeah.
Which I think is so funny that, you know, like, she gets jealous and stuff. And
yeah.
So then anyways, they ask Prentice, like, where are you going? And he says he's going to upper economy to visit his mother who's dying, basically. Mm-hmm. And he's like, I may stay there for the funeral. So, like, he's like, we're on the way there to where you're going. And then they stop at another diner. And the waitress believes Estella is a man. And then when she's just like... She finds out her name is Stella. She's like, oh, you look familiar. So then Stella tells her off. But then in the car, she's like super paranoid because she's like, oh my God, what if she recognized us? Like,
yeah,
she probably recognized me. And Dottie tries to like calm her down. And Prentice is just like, oh, wow, that's so cool. You guys are on the run. They're just like so nonchalant about it, like just talking about this. And he's just like, eh, nice, whatever. He's like, cool. And then Stella decides that they need to split up. So she entrusts Prentice to drive Dottie literally across the border.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, I'll like get a ride over there. And mm-hmm. then she tells him like, you better not steal my truck or abandon Dottie mm-hmm. because I will castrate you.
Yeah.
And Prentice is like, no, I wouldn't do that. So then he drives Dottie and then Estella's like walking down. She can't get a ride. So then she puts her little bandana on and she does get a ride, yeah, which I think is so like crazy. And
wait, this part's so funny. Because she, like, offends the guy that picks her
up. Oh, yeah. I was like, wait, was she like, put a little bandana on?
No, because she kept calling everybody cunts or something. Yes. And the guy was like, don't use that language in my car.
So she gets picked up, obviously. And I think that is pretty funny because in there she's, like, so honest.
Yeah,
she's like, where are you going? And she's like, oh, I'm going to meet Dottie to get away from her cunt granddaughter, Molly.
Yes.
And he's just like, oh. And then, like, he's like, yeah. Like, he's trying to, like, be semi-okay with it, but he's not because he's just like, oh, my God. But meanwhile, Prentice and Dottie cross the border and then – oh, yeah, I already stated that part. Mm, yeah, her cunt-faced daughter. And then the man's like, I wish you wouldn't use the C word. And she's like, what? I love the word cunt. Pussy. She's like, girl. Snatch. Like, what? And then the guy is like, I'd prefer vagina. And then this is so funny because they're like – discussing these things like of what they say, and then he like kicks her out of the car and she's like, ah, oh, fuck you. And so then Dottie and Prentice are like waiting there and they're talking about his past. He was like a dancer in New York and he's like doing all these crazy things. And then Dottie's like, you know what, you should go and get Stella because I don't think she's gonna get a ride, and even if she does get a ride, they're gonna kick her out like in 20 minutes
because she knows her so
potty
well.
Mouth yeah. And then Prentice is like, but he like is convinced to go, and Dottie's like, I'm gonna just sit here in this chair. So she just sits on a rocking chair, and then he like drives off, and he runs into Stella, and she's just like, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, Dottie's in Canada. She's like, all right, let's go. So they get there, and they get to the border, and Stella makes this so much worse than it has to be because she says that her like, she's Prentice's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, that's – she's her his woman. And then she's like, yeah, I'm a cougar. And then they're like, get out of the car. And they search him. And then they find the medications. And then he's like, your name is Dottie or Dorothy, whatever.
Yeah.
And then he's like, uh-oh. Like, no. And so then Stella just is like, oh, I was a hitchhiker. I don't know him at all. I don't even know whose, like, drugs those are. And so they let her go, but he gets strip searched.
Oh, my God.
And he's just like, fuck you, because that's so crazy. That could have went so bad. So Stella's walking out, and then he just, like, catches up to her in the truck, and then she gets in. And they're just sort of, like, pissed at each other. Well, yeah. I mean, he's pissed at her.
Yeah.
So then they go, they pick up Dottie, and they are, like, on the road, and it begins raining, and then they get out and they're like playing in the rain and it's so cute. And they're just like, oh my God, like it's just rain, you know, like there's nothing wrong. And then this is where Prentice strips naked in the rain.
Yeah.
And Stella's like laughing and Dottie's just like, oh wow, I wish I could see. Because she's like, this would have been funny too. And then they fall asleep in the truck afterwards. And then in the morning we see the world from like Dottie's perspective because she can still see like shadows. So she sees Prentice like dancing. And I think that's really nice.
Yeah.
And then Princess is like, oh my God, we're near lower economy. This is where my mother is, up like further. And he's like, you have to swear you cannot say anything about being lesbians and don't cuss. And they arrive at the house and Prentice like guides Dottie to the bathroom and Stella's like, I'm gonna wait in the car. And then Prentice greets his mom, who is like really happy to see him, but she's like clearly sick. Mm-hmm. And he's like upset about that because she's like, no, I'm fine. And he's like, no, you're not fine. Mm-hmm. There is something wrong. And then Dottie comes out of the bathroom. She's trying to make her way like around and she ends up in a room and then she like touches, she sees it's a bed, so she's like gonna lay down, which is kind of crazy. she's like, I need a nap
in their house instead. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm like, that's kind of crazy, girl. So
she's crazy.
She is crazy. Because I would be
dementia. Yeah. I don't know.
She probably does, but yeah, that's insane. Because mm-hmm. she lays down and then we see a man's arm over her, and we obviously can guess that that is Princess's stepdad. And then he's like, what the fuck? And she like tries to get up. And it's like kind of crazy because he's also fucking naked.
Yeah.
And his like dick and balls like go on her face. And yeah, then she's like touching them because she's like, she's fucking blind. She can't see.
Yeah. She's trying to like,
she's like trying to get up. Yeah. So then she gets up and she's like hitting him with his cane, her cane too. So then she like makes her way outside and the man's like chasing him. He's like, what the fuck are you doing in my house? And Stella's like, oh my God, what are you doing? So they're like driving off. And then Prentice is like, oh my God, like, please, like, this is so crazy. Mm-hmm. And his name is Guillaume, that's his name. But he's also a fucking dick, too,
yeah,
because he's, like, yelling in their faces, mad that Princess's mom is making them breakfast. And he thinks he's, like, the man of the house, whatever. So then Stella's asking Princess's mom if she's actually dying. Yeah. And then she's like, no, I'm good. And then Stella and Dottie are like, okay, cool, we're going to go now. And then Princess's mom is like, actually, no, he can't stay here and he knows why. And Prentice is like, oh my God, like, you should come run away with us. And she's like, if you don't have any money, don't mention it. I'm fine. You should go. Are you okay?
Yeah, I am not used to this microphone. Oh. If you're not on YouTube, you won't notice, but we have different microphones and they're big. And I accidentally touched my face with it. And then I did a weird thing.
I know.
Thing.
I was
sorry.
Like, oh no, what happened?
I was like,
weird. Oh my God. I'm just over here knocking everything down.
Back on track, girl.
So then obviously Princess is really sad because he wants his mom to go with him, but she's like, no, you should go. So he goes with them and then they like stop and they're like exploring this little beach and Stella thinks that this was like an island. And so she's like having Dottie touch the rocks and then she's like, whoa, like look at the tide. The tide is like going, like it looks like there's gonna be a tsunami. So then they run because she's like, oh my God, it's a tsunami. And then Princess is like running to go help them because Dottie fucking falls.
I know,
she fucking falls. But also Stella's like, hurry Dottie, like we don't have time for this, like you gotta run. And Dottie's like, I can't fucking run.
Yeah, this is like one of my nightmares, like I was talking about in the beginning.
Yeah, but if you think about it, she also had her fall, right? So she's like recovering.
Yeah.
And then she's like sitting in a car and also she's blind, so she's not gonna run at full force because what if she like
again?
I mean, she already fell. So then Princess helps her up and he's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I should have told you, like we have the highest tides here. And then she's like, yeah, you should have, whatever. And poor Dottie is fine, she's okay, thankfully. They make it back to the car and then he's like, well, I guess I'll go along with you because I literally have nowhere else to be. Like, I could be your best man. Yeah, and so they're like, okay, yeah. And then they both fall asleep, Princess and Dottie, and Stella just drives and they arrive in Lunenburg and she's like filling out a little marriage form to get the marriage license. And then they're like, it's actually going to take 5 days. She's like, what the fuck? Who else is going to get a marriage license? And then he's like, all right, you know what? You're right. So she gets it, which is kind of true, but
like, this is a small ass town. Nobody else is here.
That's what they're like, oh, she got it. She's got the license. So then they are all celebrating at a pub and Prentice makes like a cute little toast as their best man. And it's really sweet. And he's like, I've literally never seen love like theirs. And they've been together like 31 years. Mm. And like, they know each other so well. And like Dottie can't see because she's obviously blind, and like Stella sees the world like for her, like they just know each other. And so then Dottie and Princess are like dancing and Stella's just like looking at them And then Dottie gets a little drunk. So then later that night, Stella's like bathing Dottie, which is so sweet. Mm. It's so sweet. Also, I don't know if this is a bad time or not, but when Stella is bathing Dottie and she's just like having the rag on her and she's like sitting there and she's wearing like the tank top. Yeah. She looks so fucking hot. Actually, Stella? I thought,
yeah.
I thought she looked really hot.
I know. She was just giving old butch realness.
I was like, oh my God. Yeah. But in that moment specifically, I was like, wow, you're so hot.
I'm into it. I like that wife pleaser you got on.
And then she goes out into the to talk to Prentice. And she's like, I don't think I can get married to her. Like, Dottie almost drowned. And if you weren't there, she literally would have died. Like, I couldn't pick her up. And like, I don't think I can take care of her anymore. And Prentice is just like, oh my God, what the fuck? And so Stella goes to make a phone call, obviously to call Molly, because she's like, Molly was right. Like, I got to take her back. And then it's the next morning and Dottie and Stella are like discussing what they should do. And Dottie is like, girl, I've always wanted to marry your ass. Aww. And Stella's like, well, I've always wanted to marry you. And it's just so freaking sweet because she's just like, we have our solution. We will be okay. And like, this is what we've both wanted to do. We've just never said it. And before it was like, we weren't allowed to, you know, and now all of a sudden, like, we can. So it's like, oh, it's just so sweet.
Yeah.
And then later that day, they're having like their little wedding ceremony, and Molly arrives because Stella called her. And then she's like, oops, yeah, like I called her, but I forgot about that. And then Molly's like, this is not a joke. Like, what the fuck is this? And then Dottie's like, I'm not going to go back to the care home. And she does stand up for herself now, at least. She grabs Molly by the ear and she's telling the justice how Molly tricked her into signing the power of attorney papers, signing over her house and her bank account. And Tommy comes in and he's like, what the fuck? Like, did you trick your grandmother?
Yeah.
And then Molly's like, yes, I did it, but like only to like what to do what's best for her. And so then Tommy arrests her because he's like, you literally just committed fraud and I'm not going to uncuff you until you apologize to your grandmother. Like, what the fuck? And then the people from the court, like the actual cops that have jurisdiction. Oh my God.
Jurisdiction. They have jurisdiction.
Oh my God. They've
in
like,
Canada.
They've brainwashed me because I can't believe this.
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about the dick and balls that we had to keep seeing.
Yeah, like, I think I've been thinking. I'm like, just jurisdiction, actually. Thank you for helping me.
The cops are in charge.
Come and they are like, we're going to escort her out. So they all follow her out. And Dottie is explaining to Molly, like, I never told you about our relationship because Molly's mom made her promise not to tell her anything because she didn't approve of her being a lesbian. And she didn't like that Dottie left her husband, which is Molly's mother's father. And she's like, even when your mother died, Molly's mother died, like she didn't want you to stay with us. Like it was just not
she can't written be in raised there. By lesbians.
Yeah, she's like, and I wanted you to like visit, but like, you know, they wouldn't let you really visit and all this other stuff. And then Molly's like, well, I don't know. I don't know if I forgive you either for leaving like grandpa, blah, blah, blah. And then Dottie's like, well, girl, I don't know what to tell you.
It was fucking 30 years ago. Who cares? Like yeah. She wasn't happy. Why would you be mad that she left him?
I know. I'm like, bitch, she's living her best fucking life. And if you really loved her like that, then like, what, don't you see all these years that she's like been able to live there with fucking Stella?
Yeah.
And so then Dottie is just like, well, we can get your handcuffs removed if you agree to be my maid of honor. Nice. And then Molly is like, okay, like reluctantly, but also she's just like still kind of a bitch.
Yeah.
Because that's just who she is at heart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then Tommy is walking with her and he's like, here are the flowers. Just stand there and shut up. Like, don't say anything. So Tommy's kind of redeeming himself. Mm-hmm. And then Molly's basically after. She's like, wait, who's going to take care of them? Like, who's going to take care of you? And they tell her that Prentice will be the caregiver. And he will do the driving and the heavy lifting and all that stuff. So I think that's really nice.
I know. It's so sweet. They made a friend. He needs a place to stay. Yeah. And he needs a job. And it's like, that works out.
And they all get along. Like, they've literally bonded on this trip.
Yeah.
And so then Stella tells Molly, like, you should come and visit, like, often. And so then they drive away. And, like, Molly and Tommy are following them in the car. And then in the fucking car, Dottie fucking kneels over. Like, she, like, kind of like goes over and is like touching her arm, which I think is like a classic sign of a heart attack. Is it not? Yeah. So she's not fucking feeling well. And then Molly's like, oh my God, we got to get her to the hospital. And Stella agrees. But then before she's like going to get off the car, she asks Princess to marry them. And he does. They do like a little marriage ceremony thing. And then they kiss. And then Stella fucking holds on to Dottie as she dies.
So sad.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So then the paramedics arrive and Stella like goes to sit with Prentice and they like kind of comfort each other. And then fast forward, it's Dottie's funeral and Prentice is giving the eulogy. And then in her honor, he does like a dance for Dottie.
Yeah.
Which is so cute because like Tommy and Stella like are laughing. But Molly's like, what the fuck is he doing dancing on my like grandmother's grave?
Yeah.
But, like, he's like doing such a like sweet dance.
But
like,
she would have liked it because she saw him dancing from the shadows and she was like, wow, you're a beautiful dancer.
Yeah.
Even though she could only see the shadows. So it's very sweet.
I think it is very sweet. And Stella like really liked it too. Like she was laughing, you know? And so
she's like, he's such a character.
Yeah.
Like
that's the vibe. Like classic Prentice.
Yeah.
So then as Stella and Prentice like look out at the sunset where Dottie would always be, Stella is like, I'm not sad because I know like nothing is forever. And Prentice is like, it sucks that like you guys only had one honeymoon day. And Stella's like, Stella said that was like the best fucking day of her life.
I know. That was so sweet.
Oh my God. And then they like ask, like they're talking about what they see, like the shapes of the cloud, which is what Stella and Dottie used to do. And that is the end of the movie.
Mm.
And it made me cry because it was really sad.
Yeah.
And I told Yami she's not allowed to die. She's not allowed to die before me. Yeah. I have to go first.
I mean.
And she's like, that would suck. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. I called dibs already. So.
Yeah. I think.
Oh, well.
I just want to die together.
True.
So, and because I've already talked about this on the podcast, if I get diagnosed with any sort of dementia, I'm going to be euthanized. And that is my plan. And I don't think my baby wants to live without me, so she's going to have to be euthanized too. That's what's happening.
You're like, you should.
She said it before. Oh, she's like, true. I don't want to like live without you. And she's like, if you died young, she's always like, I would never date again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, it's okay. Like, what if I died like tomorrow? So you're only like in your 30s and then you live to be 100. I don't want you to be like lonely. And she's like, I wouldn't be lonely. I would have my animals.
That's true.
She's like, I don't want to ever be with anyone else. And I'm like, you're so cute, baby.
You're like, oh.
Like, even if it was Rachel Wise. Yes, even if it was Rachel Wise. Okay. It's time for Munch, Merge, Murder.
Yes.
Obviously, it's the alive version of Dottie in this.
The alive version.
Murder again. options are Stella, Dottie, and that cunt bitch Molly.
Okay. You know what? I feel like our answers are going to be very similar.
Probably.
This time around because, okay. I would obviously murder Molly because I dislike her so much. She is pretty, but she's fucking oblivious and she's stupid and she is not to be trusted because she would trick her own grandmother. So that bitch is dying.
Yeah.
Dottie is very cute, but I could not be with her because she is just so different. I feel like there are some similarities in her personality that are just like, you know, two very, very similar people sometimes don't work out. So I would just merge with Stella.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to do something.
You
I was
munch.
Killing Dottie too. I'd munch Dottie then, I guess. Yeah. Fuck. Yeah. What about you?
I agree. You're right. Because
I thought you were gonna say you would munch Molly. And
I
kill
thought
Dottie.
About it, but she was such a fucking bitch. And
she
I don't even literally remember what she looks like because I was so distracted by how her character was such a bitch.
I know.
So no. I would murder Molly. I would munch Dottie.
Yeah.
And I would merge with Stella.
Yeah.
This
was a pretty obvious choice, I
think.
Unless people think differently.
Yeah.
I'm curious, like, what would you guys
be
say?
Like, what are you talking about? and okay, so we're going to rate this on a scale of 1 to 5. What would you rate this?
I would rate this a 4 out of 5 cherries. What about you?
Oh my God, we're twinsies today.
I almost gave it a 5, but then when I was rereading it again, I was like, it is really good, but I'm going to give it a 4 because I don't like the Dottie died.
Well, I gave it a 4 because I don't understand why they had to have the naked man and her face in his like balls and stuff. Yeah, I thought that was so stupid. And it was giving like that fight scene in Borat where like it's Borat and the fat man fighting or whatever. Yeah. And they're like, they keep having their face in each other's like butt and stuff. It just was like stupid type of comedy. And I didn't like it. And also I kept thinking like, stinky men that don't like clean themselves.
I know.
I was like, ew.
You're like, this is disgusting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or disgusting.
Yeah.
Anyway, I also was upset that Dottie died. So that was also part of my 4.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to take a break. But before that, I want to tell you all these cool things. So if you're enjoying But I'm a Lesbian, please head over to our Instagram or TikTok and follow to stay up to date on our newest episodes and hottest takes. We are still accepting questions for our Dear Dykes advice segment. Please send in your dilemmas and get help from us, your favorite lesbian podcasters. There's a link to submit your dilemmas in the description of this episode, as well as on our link tree on all of our social media pages. Visit our Patreon to get access to ad-free episodes, bonus mini-sodes, and more. And we want to give a special thank you shout-out to Finn H. and Rachel B. for being our patrons. We appreciate you so much.
Welcome back. Today we're doing Literary Lesbians.
Yes. Okay. I have two books to talk about, and they're both really good, and they're not brand new. So you can probably find them on like a Libby app or like library app, whatever. Different libraries use different apps, but ours uses Libby. They used to use Cloud something, not whatever. They used to use something cloud and they changed it. Anyway, that's not important. You don't need to know what my library uses for an app. But if you didn't know, libraries have like apps where you can log in with your library card and then you can get digital versions of the books. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can get audiobooks. It just depends on like what they have in stock. Mm-hmm. So anyway, or you could just buy it and support a queer author. The first one I really want to talk about, I've been wanting to talk about this book for a while because I actually listened to this book and I usually don't listen to books. I usually read them because I like.
Oh, that's cool. No, I just, I'm sorry. I just like was like, yeah, you always talk about like reading it. I don't think we talk about like audiobooks, which is so cool.
I don't usually listen to them, but it was when I was in a different like position at my work and I had a lot of like filing type of stuff to do. So I was I'll like listen to a book while I do this kind of like monotonous stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes I space out when I'm listening to books. That's why I don't really like listen to them. Mm-hmm. But this one kept my attention. It's so good. Okay. It's called One Last Stop and it is by Casey McQuiston, which kind of, I shouldn't, it sounded like I was saying it with like
McQuiston.
Yeah, like I couldn't say my R's, but McQuiston. It is with a Q-I. It's McQuiston. Do you see it? It sounds like I'm trying to say McQuiston. It's
jurisdiction.
Jurisdiction.
Oh my God.
Ew.
I know. I just thought about that.
Jurisdicts out.
The verdict is out.
Yes. Okay. So anyway, Casey McQuiston, who I believe wrote I've never seen this movie or whatever, but it's called like Red, White, and Royal Blue. It's like about two like gay men and one is like the president's son or something. I don't know. They made it into a show or a movie and she's the same author. But anyway, this is a lesbian book. and the main character is like lives in LA, lives in New York. I don't really love New York. Sorry, you guys. So I just went to LA because I like it more. She lives in New York and she is, I think they're like 20s, whatever. And I do like that they describe her as like kind of like thick. And so if they ever make this into a movie and they put a skinny person in this character like they did in Tipping the Velvet, I'm going to be so fucking mad.
Yeah.
Because they described her as like being like thicker. Like they talked about like her like thick thighs or whatever. Mm-hmm. And like I think she has like curly red hair, whatever. This is the main character. She sees this really hot girl on the subway and she like keeps seeing her on the subway. And I think at some point they kind of connect. Whatever. It ends up being crazy. It's like a time travel thing. Ooh. I was like really surprised because I thought it was going to be kind of a basic like Hallmark type of like oh, they meet. It's a meet cute. Yeah, and it just so happens to be on the subway. But no, it's like the other main character is like trapped in like the 70s. And she can only be on the subway and they have to figure out a way to like make her real. But before that happens, there's like a really steamy sex scene on the subway. Oh. So they have like hot lesbian sex on the subway. And one of them is like not even like real. Is she real? She's like from the 70s. Whatever. Wow. It's really, really good. It's so
I
want to
read this.
Yeah, you got to read it. It's so good. Anyway, and the second one I just finished reading and it had been on my TBR list for a long time. And I finally read it. And... you know what? I don't have as strong of feelings about this one. It was very different. Okay. And I don't know. I think I rated it on my Fable app like a 3.5 out of 5. Oh. Or I think I said a 3.75. And I do kind of stand by that. Okay, this one is called Patricia Wants to Cuddle by Samantha Allen. First of all, I went all through elementary school with a girl named Samantha Allen. So that was interesting to me. You know, like the kids that you're like from kindergarten to sixth grade, you're like the same
you
age.
We
weren't friends, but there were two Samantha. There were two Samantha A's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't friends with either of them. Anyway, point
you just
being,
knew of them.
Just the name. I was like, oh my God, that's the one I went to school with. But it's not her. But Patricia Wants to Cuddle is such an interesting concept because it is like, okay, it's like kind of like The Bachelor. Like, so like all of these women are like on a show that's called The Catch, but basically it's The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. It's like they're trying to get this guy to like choose them, like give them a rose, the final rose or whatever. And like they're at the end. So I think there's like four girls left.
Okay.
And then the main guy. And they go on a trip, which they do on shows like that. They
would
be like
they do
oh,
like visit
going.
Hometown
yeah.
or something like
so
that.
So this was like they went on a trip to this like kind of like remote island off of like Washington. And it was like a weird choice of where to go. And they even like talk about it. They're like, basically we went there because the show has like a low budget right now. It's not doing that well.
Okay.
And the place doesn't have a lot of tourism anymore because in the 90s, so like 20 or 30 years before this, some hikers went missing or whatever. Oh. So it's like it lost all its tourism. Anyway, there ends up being there's like an innkeeper lady that they stay at her place. She is a lesbian. And then there's like a Bigfoot person and her, that's Patricia.
And Bigfoot person?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like a Yeti or, you know, like a big hairy.
And that's Patricia.
That's Patricia.
Oh.
She also kills people. And so there's like a lot of like violence in this, which was like kind of.
Is she killing men?
No. Well, she doesn't discriminate. She kills everybody.
Oh, okay.
But there's like a group of lesbians that protect her. And that's like what they do. And then. Maybe one or two of the characters that, like, are vying for this guy end up being, like, queer, right? So, anyway, the book is kind of lesbian because the group of people that protect Patricia are lesbians.
Okay.
And then there's more gay stuff also. It's just so interesting because it was just, like, so unique.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I wanted more out of it, I guess. And I tried to think about like what I wanted more of.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was like I wanted more backstory. Like they give us some backstory about how like the group of lesbians like found the island and started protecting Patricia. But I feel like it's not enough. I wanted like more. And I also wanted.
Do we get Patricia's backstory?
No.
What?
Yeah, but I don't think she can talk, right? So they just protect her, but they don't really. I
don't know
think
they
what really she is? Have a relationship of any sort with her. They just are like. We feel akin to her because we feel like we don't fit in where we're from. So, like, you know, she doesn't fit in either. So they, like, want to protect her. I don't know. It's so interesting. And the author is an actual lesbian, which I thought was really cool because she, like, dedicates it to, like, her life partner.
Is your friend the person that you grew up with, is she a lesbian now?
I don't think
Samantha
so.
A.
I don't know. She used to work at Jamba Juice for a long time as we were adults. So that's the last I saw of her. But she didn't give me Levian. She doesn't give me lesbian vibes, but I could be wrong. Anywho, those are my two super cool, unique books.
That is cool. Check them out. I really want to read the first one. That one sounded really interesting.
Okay, you got to read it. It's so good. I give that one 5 out of 5. I was like surprised by how much I liked it.
Oh my God. Okay, now it's time for queer trivia.
Oh, shit.
You want to go first or me?
Oh, okay, I'll go.
Okay. I thought that was one. I was like, oh, shit.
I thought so too. Okay. Oh.
Oh, no.
You're not going to know this. Well, maybe you will prove me wrong, girl.
Okay, let's see.
I would know this. what is the name of the 1997 episode of the TV show Ellen where her character comes out? A, Stress Relief.
Okay.
B, the one with the lesbian wedding. C, the puppy episode. D, the contest.
I know what, like, this episode, what we're talking about, but I don't know the name of it. This is just a guess. I'm going to say the contest.
No.
What was it?
The puppy episode.
Okay.
I think at some point there's a puppy, but the
did
most...
you remember the puppy episode? Like, did you remember that?
Yeah,
that's
because
what it's called?
I've read things about it before. Oh, okay. That's what it was called. But I only, first of all, we've talked about this before. I'm an Ellen defender for life. I think people don't understand her. She's an Aquarius woman.
Yeah.
And everybody turned their back on her like so fast.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe she was kind of a cunt, but there are a lot of people that are more
cunty.
There
are a lot of men and, that are cunts and yes, they still get TV shows.
And she's done a lot of nice things for people too.
She has.
Like, you know, and so whatever. I just don't think people get her. She's an Aquarius.
I loved her. Oh my God. I like bit my like piercing. I loved her show. I
yeah,
it was great.
Me too. Okay. Anywho.
Okay. I'm ready. Let's try this. Okay. Which country was the first to legalize same-sex marriage? Was it A, the Netherlands, B, Sweden, C, Belgium, or D, United States?
Well, it's definitely not the United States, I don't think.
Are you sure? I'm just kidding.
Oh my God, I was like, is it? I think it's the Netherlands.
Yes, it is.
If I could move to any other country, I would move to the Netherlands. You know why?
Why?
They're super fucking vegan there. Like,
oh,
I think
cool.
There's one city, I don't know if it's Amsterdam, but they don't sell meat there, or they're not allowed to like promote meat, something. And I was like, oh, this is my place. This is the place for me. For the red light district stuff. I mean,
I would
be happy for the women that choose to work there, but I worry about people still being trafficked even when, you know, things are legal.
Exactly.
But also, it just looks really cool. I've never been to Amsterdam, but it looks so cool how it's like on the water and there's like everybody bikes, which I don't know how to bike. So maybe it's not the place for me. I think everyone's really tall there, which would make me feel short. Because here,
that's true.
I often feel tall because I'm surrounded by people who are shorter than me. But if I was in a country where everyone is tall, I would be like,
I'm so short.
I'm tiny.
I wish we could swap legs. I thought I was going to be like 5'11 when I was smaller, when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah, I thought, even though nobody in my family has been 5'11.
You were like, I'm going to be.
I was like, no, I'm going to be America's Next Top Model. Like, I'm going to be tall.
That's why I wanted to be 5'7, because that was the
shortest
you could
be. I was like, I'm going to be like 5'11. Like, I'm almost going to be 6 feet tall.
Okay, you know what? I have a friend who everyone in her family is like more like average height.
Mm-hmm.
And she is 5'11.
Oh.
And it's crazy. And it's also interesting because when she was growing up, this is my friend who has been vegetarian like her whole life just because she was grossed out by the texture of meat.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents would try to force her to eat it because they would say, you won't grow if you don't eat meat.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's taller than all of
her siblings.
Like,
yeah.
She has 6 siblings.
Dang, so she's taller than all of them?
Yeah, she's taller than the boys. Like the boys, they grew to be like 5'10 and
that's
she
funny.
Is like almost 6 feet tall and she's a woman and she's the vegetarian.
She's like, I grew.
She's just so tall. But anyway, girl, there was something else I was going to say and I lost it. But that's okay. It was probably not that important.
Netherlands?
Oh, no, I think I was talking about – I was going to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Because most of my height comes from my torso. My legs are actually not very long. Do you know, have you ever like measured if your legs are where your more height is from?
I've never measured myself.
Okay, because our like legs and our torsos, and her legs are actually longer than mine, but she's shorter than me. And it's because My torso is so fucking long.
Okay. So what do? You just measure your legs and your torso to see like...
We Googled it and then we measured from that spot to that spot. But like, yeah, my legs are actually not that long.
Oh. It's my torso.
It's my torso. I would probably be really good at like carrying a baby, you know, because there's like a lot of room.
Oh, that's true. Like, y'all, but we'll never know.
We'll never know. Anywho, that was so fun. So thank you for tuning into But I'm a Lesbian. We are your go-to for sapphic media reviews, WLW drama, and unfiltered queer takes. If you enjoyed the show, please like, share, and subscribe on every platform that you're on. Yes, all of them if you can. Leave us a review to help support the queer community and keep this lesbian-led pod thriving. Girl, we're struggling
today. We can't talk today at all.
After all, the algorithm's a bitch, and we're just two lesbians with mics trying to survive.
Yes. So tune in next week. We will be reviewing Girls Like Girls, which is available on Peacock.
Yay, we will see you next Tuesday. Executive producers for But I'm a Lesbian are Caitlin Beatty and Angelina Herrera. Produced and mixed by Victoria Shiflett. Creative direction and video editing provided by Juanita Iriarte. Music by Stiletto Falsetto.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.